Welcome back. We are up to Perek Chaf, chapter 20 of Sefer Shmuel Beis. So there is an individual who stands up by the name of Sheva ben Bichri, who's from the tribe of Binyamin, and he says, you know, David's not our king, hashtag not my king, and the men of Israel follow him. But the men of Judah, of course, follow their king back to Yerushalayim. David returns to his palace. He sees the 10 concubines that the Navi tells us, because of everything that happened with Avshalom, so he ends up providing for them for the rest of their lives, but never again does he have any sort of an intimate relationship with them. David then sends Amasa out to go find Sheva ben Bichri. Amasa basically had taken the position of Yoav as the commander, and so as Amasa is on the road, he encounters Yoav, who had followed after him. And shockingly, Yoav kills Amasa, presumably because there was a sense of resentment there. And then he himself goes off to search for Sheva ben Bichri. And Yoav chases Sheva ben Bichri before laying siege to a whole city. A woman from the city says, you know, don't wipe out the city. Don't burn the city down. We'll get you Sheva. And she does this, and she gets his head and throws the head from Sheva ben Bichri over the wall to Yoav. And Yoav, as keeping his promise, decides to not attack the city, and he and all of his men leave and return to David. And the perek ends with a list of several of the servants of David, including Yoav, who reclaimed his position as commander of the whole army. And with that, we wish everyone a beautiful day.